and I got cat
stuff. It's HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. So grateful you are there for us with whatever contribution you can pull off. Big mahalo. And saying thanks with fun interview highlights, like in 2021, when Stray Cats bassist Lee Rocker shared his wild story of a cross-country trip during the pandemic. So one of the things that is unusual about this Off the Road segment is you did something that nobody else we've talked to has done.
Well, I really realized something about myself with this pandemic year, being in lockdown. I've spent 40 years on the road, and traveling is really in my blood. So what I did, I got an Airstream trailer, RV, and my wife and I headed out across the country, 20 states, about 6,000 miles. We went out through the 40, the old Route 66, across the country. We went straight over, kept going, and got to about Virginia and took a left and went up to New York, where I spent a couple of weeks. After that, headed back in a more northern route. So I was on the road for about 6 weeks. And of course, I had a guitar with me. I didn't bring a bass because I had basses in New York waiting for me. But on that trip, I wrote most of the record. And it became a really introspective, kind of amazing thing. I mean, the pandemic is raging. The election is raging, and I'm back on the road doing everything that I'm used to, except doing a concert at the end of the day. And for me, it gave me some sense of normalcy in a way.
Right. I mean,
you know, rolling down the highway and seeing the country is something that I'm just so used to doing. It was an amazing journey, as well as an outward journey. It was an inward journey because of writing this record. I found that this album is sort of a scrapbook of my year. The song Gather Round is really about hopping in the Airstream and taking off. That sort of to me felt like, you know, flipping the middle finger out the window, and I'm still gonna take some joy out of some things.
So what's the time frame of the 6 weeks?
It was August into mid-September.
When you reflect back on it, what were some of the either scary moments or some sketchy locations, encounters, anything that you said, wow, this is really intense to see the world during this time?
Some places driving across the South got a little hairy with Confederate flags flying like I really haven't seen a lot of. I mean, obviously, you see that. But at that moment in time, through Tennessee and Arkansas, not everywhere, but big swaths of the country with a lot of Confederate kind of
imagery.
Another incredible stop for me, West Memphis, just on the western side of the Mississippi River, and sat there with my guitar and just watched that river go.
Wow.
That's a part of the world I got a real affinity for. I've spent a lot of time in Memphis, one of the birthplaces of Rockabilly with Sun Studios.
Right.
And I love seeing that river and those barges.
With the Stray Cats, and a huge mahalo to you for stepping up for us. I'm Dave Lawrence on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio.